Now on Racing Pulse, the Trial Files with the Bald Eagle, Glenn Ingram.
It's time for a massive Melbourne Cup Carnival edition of the Trial Files. A huge 7 days or a huge week coming up. And I know the Bald Eagle has been hard at work fishing out horses to follow on Derby Day. Good morning, Glenn. How are you, mate?
Good morning, Michael. Yeah, I'm going really well. It's, like you said, it's a very busy time of year. So I've been looking at all the jump outs. And I think we've got a few winners over the next couple of days. Especially Tuesday, so we'll hopefully we can get on the show and find a few winners for us on Tuesday.
Absolutely, I might get you to give us a little bit of an early look ahead there. Talking of the jump outs, Flemington last week, we've got quite a few going around on Derby Day to come out of those jump outs. Who caught your eye?
Yeah, Heat 1, high quality heat, held up the straight there. Most of the big guns heading towards the Coolmore. Wild Ruler was a standout, led them up, travelled beautifully in the run to win the heat. I thought he was very tractable in a straight line. I love the work of What's That from Team Corson's. Late, she was really good through the line there, late. And Flying Award also travelled nicely in behind them, wearing blinkers first time. And if you can forgive a bad run, he's also in the mix for the Coolmore. So just listening to what Damien Oliver said there, he may not be sharp enough, but the blinkers might help in that regard.
It's an intriguing Coolmore, isn't it? Because you've got the horses like Flying Award and Glenn Fittick who are coming back from those earlier campaigns being aimed towards the Caulfield Guineas, up against Anders and the like, who were pure speed machines.
Absolutely, and don't forget the really the good filly, the big filly, the September Run, who's just she's my pick. I think she's absolutely flying. And to get 2 kilos off the boys, it's almost criminal, really. When they'd be looking around at her, she's as big as the boys, if not bigger.
Yeah, she is a beast and she loves it down the straight. Another trial where we had a couple of interesting runners, especially King's Legacy, who was disappointing in the Caulfield Guineas, and they're having a throw at the stumps in the Cantala. What do you make of his jump out last week?
Yeah, so obviously they were disappointed and they've given him a really strong hit out here in Heat 2 at Flemington. He matched motors with the handy older Galloper and Serious Suspect. Those two paired off in the straight. It was a fast run heat, only a neck in it on the line. And yeah, look, he's race fit and... You couldn't turn off him off his jump out. His jump out was fantastic. So around 45.15 there. So if you're prepared to give a bad run, you're certainly going well.
Well, if he was going in off the Golden Rose third, he'd be one of the favourites on Saturday with 51 kilos and Glenn Boss on his back from a good barrier. And I know Team Snowden just said it was a head-scratcher in the Caulfield Guineas. They've been over him. They couldn't find any issues. Originally, it was reported that he had a throat issue, but subsequently, they said that was not the case. They just do not know what went wrong on Guineas Day.
I mean, what is he, $19 there on Saturday? I think you've certainly got to include him in your multiples at the very least.
All right. Anything else from the Flemington jump outs we should be putting an asterisk next to?
Yeah, Ingratiating in Heat 4. He was a superb debut winner up the straight at Flemington. The trainer, James Cummings, he's been back to the jump outs here. He had a quiet tick over jump out. He finished second. He looked to do it all within himself. His coat was glowing. Damien Oliver in the saddle. And, you know, he's a really nice horse. And I think he's nominated for the Maribyrnong plate on Tuesday. So he's certainly one we'll want to follow on. On Tuesday in Heat 11, there's a really nice grey filly here, a three-year-old grey filly called Kuna Magic. Won on debut at Queanbeyan, then transferred to the Allerton Zara stable at Flemington. Had a terrific first jump out here for the new stable. Just sat wide on the course, finished second, but looked to have plenty to give. Had Jamie Carr in the saddle, and Jamie follows that horse out to the provincials for a first-up win. You'd certainly be following.
All right, so they are the runners from Flemington, Cranbourne. They had some jump outs here. There's a couple to follow.
Yeah, Heat 4, St. Marjong is a three-year-old filly for Team Busterton. Busterton Young failed on a heavy track on debut at Mowie. Was sent out even money. They really backed this horse strong late after some sharp trials. Again here, she led, travelled strongly, winning in fast time in the morning. And I think we can forgive her first up run on the heavy track and off this jump out, certainly will go close to winning first up. And I Love the Game is a promising three-year-old from the Gregor Old stable. And this was his first jump out back from the spell. He went to the line with the winner and both those horses cleared out. So it was a really strong jump out. Gregor Old stable's flying at the moment. And Greg's got a horse in on Saturday that we'll touch on later. I think he's certainly something the punters can back with a bit of confidence.
Ballarat had some very important two-year-old Clockwise jump outs, of course. The Clockwise event coming up after Flemington with the Ballarat Cup Day. Who's caught your eye?
Yeah, so heading towards that race on the 21st of November, Heat 1, the winner since amongst men, the two-year-old Chestnut Colt trained by Price Kent Jr., $120,000 yearling, son of winning Rupert. He was aided by the rail there. He was good once he balanced up the straight. He won the heat. The time is slow, so I think he'll improve off that effort. Heat 2, this was a brilliant jump out from Ran Veer, a real natural two-year-old colt by winning Rupert, trained by Matt Laurie, a 200 grand purchase at the Magic Million sales. He showed really good early speed to take up the running. He was very tractable the Clockwise direction. He won his heat easily. I thought he was the best performed of the two heats held. So Matt Laurie, we know he's really good with the babies, and he's got another one here in Ran Veer, so certainly worth following.
All right, and anything out of Caulfield?
Just a two-year-old, a couple of unraced two-year-olds. Heat 2, Dun Warrior, trained by Price Kent Jr. Looks a real natural two-year-old for the stable. Not overly big, which is typical of the Dun Deal breed, but did everything right from barrier to the post. And Little Schnitty, so trainer Nick Ryan, bungled the start, but was very impressive from there on. Finished second. Really could have won the heat with more intent, so he's worth following also.
All right, let's get your thoughts on a couple of the majors on Saturday before we get your tips on the weekend. In the Derby, who are you with?
I've come up with the Matt Kamani trained Hit the Spot. I'm a little bit disappointed that your horse isn't running in the race, Michael. I reckon he'd be right in this. What's the story there? Has he gone for a spell?
No, we might see him on Cup Day or Oaks Day, just seeing how he is. It was a $110,000 late entry fee, so I think that was the major reason why he didn't back up there. And he's done a big, big job. So, look, it would have been lovely to have a runner in the Derby, but we'll save him for the autumn. But we may get to see him over Cup Week. We'll see how he progresses through the next couple of days. So Hit the Shot for you at $7, and Matty Kamani to win his first Group 1 in the Derby. You've given us your Coolmore winner, September Run.
Yes, very keen on September Run.
And anything else from Derby Day that's caught your eye?
Yes, I'm really keen on one here in Race 3, the Tab Stakes. Number 5, Blaze Jousty from the Gregor L stable. This big, strong grey fellow, he's bursting out of his skin down there at Cranbourne. He's ready to rock first up. Greg's a great trainer, gets him ready first up. And this guy is flying. So you can get $8 each way, the winner up the straight, and he's going to be really, really hard to beat there.
Yeah, he's 3 from 4 first up, Blaze Jousty, $8 with K-Mac in the saddle. Drawn barrier 5 in the Tab Stakes, race number 3. All right, looking forward to that. What about a bank builder? Have we got one before Derby Day?
Well, it's a bit quiet over the next couple of days, but Friday night, Mooney Valley, race 6, number 14. I know this horse has probably burnt the punters a few times, but Noel for the Warren Crongold stable had a terrific jump out again down at Mornington. Jamie Carr rode that horse in the jump out, and she's followed him to the races. So I know he's not the most trustworthy, but certainly might be an each-way play there for the punters.
Good on you, Glenn. Best of luck over Derby Day and the weekend.
Thanks, Michael. Good luck.